Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Our show is about dynamic family leadership, financial freedom, and leaving a profound legacy for our children. We have a wonderful guest here today, and with what is going on with this pandemic, one of the things that we're finding is a lot of symptoms about stress and your emotions and mental health is coming through. I think you're seeing it, and it's going to come down and reflect into our physical health. I know I started getting some insomnia. And I meditate every day. I feel like I'm pretty in check, and yet I'm still getting hit by it. And so it was so important for me to bring my guests on today for that reason, because I realized even for the best, and I'm not even near the best, has to be experiencing some sort of mental, emotional, and physical effects from all of this. Our guest is in the healing arts. She is a holistic stress relief mentor who helps parents and kids relieve anxiety on demand and resolve chronic stress and trauma. Using her own proven three-step ACE method, she helps you unlock and resolve patterns and limiting beliefs that have you stressed and struggling. Her transformation mentoring and 30 days to relieve anxiety and quit overthinking programs have helped hundreds of people get shifting to more calm, clarity, and choice. She speaks nationally about getting empowered with energy tapping, teaches workshops, and hosts monthly women's transformation retreats. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Suzanne Gunderson. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Thanks, everybody.
You are a perfect timing here today.
Yeah, when you reached out to me, it was just, it seems to be such a, you know, an important conversation that everybody is willing to have right now. I think we all have had stress in our lives, but now everyone has the common stress of this virus. But the symptoms of that are really unique to the individual. And as you mentioned, they could be emotional, mental, or physical. And a lot of the stress symptoms I'm hearing from my clients are things like, you know, fatigue, brain fog, yep, insomnia, overcoping. I eat too much. I drink too much. I sleep too much. I binge too much on Netflix, or I'm bored. I feel isolated. I have angry outbursts. I am depressed. It's just a whole range of symptoms that we're experiencing as a result of what it is that we're all reacting to with the unknown of what's next.
Yeah, I agree. And I started feeling lethargic this weekend. Yeah. Just like a loss of kind of motivation. And I actually got a chance to sit out in the sun. And luckily I have a nice front yard that I could sit out in the sun. And
oh, you're lucky.
I'm really lucky. But still, I just, it overcame me. And I was like, this is not like me. I'm the high energy, love doing things. And when it hit me, I was like, okay.
We're really very social creatures. I mean, we've evolved to be human. And in our humanness, our most modern strategy for survival is connection and social engagement. Not social media, social engagement, meaning being around people, being physically around people in a safe way that makes us feel like we belong, that makes us feel like we're included. And right now we're purposely excluding ourselves from being around other people, and the body is going through a lot of its real stress.
Our body, I mean, there's been many research that have been done that physical, even if it's a hug, like depending on children, hugs and comfort, that physical connection is so needed. Our body craves it.
Yeah, I mean, the physical touch actually soothes the traumatized brain. And right now we're all having little T and big T trauma experiences in the threat of this virus. So don't be afraid of the word trauma. We all are having that experience right now in our body. And that physical touch really does soothe the brain and soothe that traumatized part of the brain and soothe the body as well. And we're not getting it.
And I can't imagine going to the senior center, or going to the center where they get to meet their friends and connecting. Now they're not allowed to have that. What kind, all these symptoms are overwhelming. And then to get sick on top of it because they're in that demographic, right? And even single people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who are single, and all of a sudden now they're locked up and they can't date, they can't see their friends.
Right.
It's counterintuitive to what our body really needs. I know you mentioned some of the stress symptoms. What is really stress? Can you get into that?
So that's such a great question. Thank you for asking that. You know, stress is not something that's out there in the world. It's not like you can point at something and say, there is stress, there's stress. What stress truly is, it's our body's reaction to a perception of threat. And that reaction might come completely, you know, subconsciously to us. We might just be reacting and feeling an accelerated heartbeat, or we're sweating, or our temperature goes up, or maybe we feel cold and clammy and we just want to shut down. And so we feel the body's experience of stress before we actually mentally can process what's going on. And so the threat that is experienced by us is really unique to us. And I often share the simple analogy of, you know, some people can get a paper cut and they wrap a Band-Aid around it and they keep going. And other people, they get a paper cut and it takes them down for a week. They can't go anywhere. They're like, oh, I've got this paper cut and I can't do anything. And you're like, it's just a paper cut. So stress is relative. It really is unique to the individual. So it is perceived by the body through the body's experience of its own resilience or lack thereof. And then we process that through the body. So stress is not out there in the world. You can't point at it. It really is something that you perceive internally, and that it's the work within the body to release that stress and process that stress that needs to occur to actually be relieved of it. It's not something where, well, this external thing leaves my life, I'll feel better. No, you have to figure out how to process that internally.
Yeah. And the thing that I think it's confusing is that it affects different people, different ways.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that there's the example again of the paper cut.
Right.
You know, your body has a certain resilience level to it, meaning you have had enough, you know, a connection with another human being to help your body feel more safe and connected in being able to withstand, you know, an experience of stress. You know, I kind of call it having your sea legs on. You know, you wouldn't go onto a boat, you know, you wouldn't go into a boat in the high seas and say, oh yeah, I'll be fine out there, unless you maybe took some Dramamine or chewed some ginger or something. But for somebody who's used to going out there every day and is used to being it, they've got their sea legs on. So they're able to stand up and be okay with it. Everybody's resilience level is kind of like that. Meaning, you know, what's our ability to stay steady and balanced through stress? Mm-hmm. And where that comes from is largely childhood, when we have the experience of being nurtured and connected and attuned to, and help us learn to self-soothe, you know, receive soothing when we can't soothe ourselves. And when we grow up and we don't have enough of that capacity within, we don't have our sea legs on and we can get knocked over more easily. And no judgment, no shame. It is what it is. But, you know your level of resilience and don't go put yourself, you know, in a situation where you know you're going to get knocked over if you don't have the support that you need, if you're not going to be able to stand up. But sometimes life just kind of does that to you anyway. And like I said, no judgment. It's just your internal resilience level within your nervous system is going to determine how you react to any situation.
And I think people use different ways to relieve their stress. Some people, like you said, they might drink to relieve that. Other people take anti-anxiety, anti-depression. I don't know. All the anti-medication. And then there are some of us who go more the holistic way. For me, that's worked the best. I feel like I have more control of myself. And tapping is one of the things that I've learned a long time ago. It's an Eastern approach, so it's more holistic traditionally. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, you know, as you were just saying, there's lots of ways to relieve and recover from stress. And traditionally, the model has been very Western oriented, where we think that the mind is really the most important part of our entire whole system. And we've treated the mind. And if we couldn't rationalize the mind out of its stress, then we would medicate it and say, it's, you know, I guess you'll have to just be on some medication because we don't understand why you're not getting over it rationally.
Yeah.
But now I think we're opening up to the more Eastern ways of addressing stress and wounds by looking at a body type of solution, an integrated body and mind solution, not just mind solution, but a body and mind solution. And that's kind of a great, you know, entree to energy tapping, which is what, you know, was one of my favorite holistic alternative Eastern approaches to an integrated mind-body solution to be able to help you relieve your stress.
Yeah, and you don't need anything.
No, you just need your fingers. And, you know, sometimes you don't even need that. You can just do it in your mind.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Anybody, and you can teach your kids to do it, and you can do
it. Oh, yeah. And you mean great. It's kids are just so easy because they, you know, in that window of age where they have a real openness to new beliefs and new ideas, they can take that creativity and run. So I just tell them they have magic fingers and that these magic fingers can tap on certain points of the body and make them feel a lot better.
There's a lot of people who don't know what tap. It's called emotional freedom technique for those of you who haven't heard of it. And tapping is an easier way of saying it, right? Because you're literally just using your fingers and tapping on meridian points on
yes.
your face and parts of your body. And those meridian points are so crucial. Tell us
let me give you a basics on like what is tapping.
Okay.
So as you were sharing, tapping is a self-use acupressure technique where you literally use your fingertips to tap on energy points of the body. And when you're doing that, you're calming the mind and you're relaxing the body. At the same time, you're circulating that energy in the body. That way it doesn't get stuck anywhere. It doesn't get stuck physically. It doesn't get stuck emotionally. It doesn't get stuck mentally.
And so how does it work?
I call it the three M's of tapping. So tapping is rooted in Chinese medicine as one. And the Chinese medicine is really about there being an energy body. So tapping helps to regulate the intensity and the pace of that energy body to be at a pace that personally works for you. The second M of tapping is meaning. And that is tapping is also rooted in modern psychology, which is how we think and we learn and we communicate. And so tapping helps us to detach from that specific focus or the point of view or the story that's keeping us, you know, connected to that specific meaning that we've given it that we keep tripping over. And then the third M of tapping is memory. And that's not memories, but it is the brain's wiring and the nervous system's patterns of how we've responded to threat and stress. So tapping combines all three things: Chinese medicine, modern psychology, and neurobiology. And that is to regulate the momentum of our energy body, to detach from the meaning that has us triggered, and be able to reprogram and rewire the brain and the nervous system to a place of having us have expanded possibilities.
You can think of it similar to acupuncture, but without the needles. So same as acupuncture, going to specific areas that in your body. Tapping does that too.
So our body has rivers of energy called meridians. They run from our head to our feet and they run through the organs of the body. And there are hundreds of energy points all over the body. So if you went to an acupuncturist, they would put needles in these different points for the purpose of circulating the energy body. And you can do the same thing with your fingers, except we do not use all of the tapping points all over the body. We just don't use a few. We use pretty much one for each meridian of the body. So if I could, I'll show you the ones that I like to use. If you just take two fingers, either hand, doesn't matter, your index finger, your middle finger, and just start tapping between your eyes. So if you grew your eyebrows together, this is the first point. This is the eyebrow point. It represents the bladder meridian.
So right between your eyebrows.
Right between your eyebrows. So just tapping between your eyebrows. And you want to tap enough where you actually hear like a pouting sound. And you feel some pressure. You don't want to be too light where you can't even notice that you're tapping. And you definitely want to tap for a good, you know, 10 seconds on each point if you could. And the next point is on the side of the eye. So if you grew your eyebrow all the way to the side of your eye, right, kind of just next to your temple, those two fingers just tapping on the side of the eye. This is the gallbladder meridian, and it represents anger. And then you tap under your eye on the top of your cheekbone. This is the stomach meridian. And represents anxiety. And then I just like to take all four fingers of one hand and just get a nice bounce between your collarbones. If you kind of grew your, you know, saw where you, your necklace might fall on your neck to where you have your collarbones, just get a nice bounce there with all of your fingers on your collarbones. And then the one last point is just to squeeze your one hand with take your one hand and squeeze the opposite wrist a couple of times, maybe three or four times. And the reason why we do that is because we have meridians that run down our arm out to our fingertips. I forgot to mention that the point on the collarbones is the kidney meridian, and that represents fear. And when you grab your whole wrist and squeeze it a couple times, we have meridians that run to the thumb, which is the lung meridian, represents grief. The index finger, which is the large intestine, it represents stubbornness. The middle finger, which is the pericardium, the sac around the heart, represents jealousy. You skip the ring finger, go to the pinky. On the side of the pinky is the heart meridian. It represents shock. And on the side of the hand is the small intestine. It represents fear of a new experience. So instead of tapping on every single finger, we just squeeze the whole wrist. And if you've been following along and you said, hey, wait, Suzanne, well, you missed some points. There are other points that, you know, traditional EFT does use: under the nose, on the chin, under the breastbone, under the arm, top of the head. There are hundreds of points all over the body, and so you can't mess this up. So if you know more points and you like to use more points, go for it. I just like the real, you know, powerful ones, which are associated with the fight or flight energy, which is between your eyes, side of the eye, under the eye, on your collarbones, grab your wrist, keeps it simple.
Yeah, that's really great. I love it. So this is also video, being video recorded. So you can go to Parent Pump Radio on YouTube and you can visually see where we're doing the tapping if you can't get a visual through the podcast. Is there a certain time that you think is best? Is it before you're feeling stress, as you're feeling stress?
So great question. You know, I always recommend that whenever you, if tapping is something that you're interested in and it works for you, really make it a daily habit and start off, you know, the beginning of the day and all the things that are, you know, before you even hit the floor from the bed, you know, getting out of bed, you say to yourself, oh, I've got to do these 10 things. And the body starts to get overwhelmed. The mind starts to spin with thoughts. Just start tapping and just saying, let it go, let it go, let it go. Through all the tapping points, you just tap on those points and say the words, let it go, will help calm your body down. So starting in the morning to make it a habit, that's a great idea. And then when you're going through your day and you go over a speed bump or you trip over yourself or something and you notice that there is something that kind of sent you sideways emotionally, mentally, physically, and you're aware of it, in that moment is exactly the ripe and great time to start tapping. And again, keep it simple. Just be aware of what it is that you noticed that was different from when you were feeling good to where now you're feeling a little bit taken sideways. And then whatever that information is, it's a storyline, it's a behavior, it's a thought, it's a physical sensation, whatever it is, you just become aware of it more. And you start tapping at the same time on the tapping points. And again, all you need to say is, let it go, let it go. It's safe to let it go. I'm letting it go. So two ways. Make tapping a daily habit in the morning to keep yourself in kind of a routine of remembering that you have this great tool. And then second is, you know, when you trip over yourself or when something kind of happens where you go over an unexpected speed bump, you can remember to use tapping to help you kind of get back to that personal pace that works for you. Detach from the story that's triggering you and help to rewire those patterns in the body. That way you don't get stuck in looping and survival energy.
Could you do a quick guided thing?
Oh, yeah.
Just to show people how quickly and how easily this can be.
So I teach tapping in four easy steps. So we're going to go through each one. Step number one is I'm going to invite you to notice something that bothers you and how it bothers you. So everyone just think of something right now that is bothering you, stresses you out. And I want you to get as focused and specific about it as you possibly can. And then how do you know that this bothers you? Do you watch it as a movie in your mind? Do you hear it as a voice or a noise or a sound? Or do you experience it as a sensation in the body? Is it an emotion? Is it a physical pain? Whatever it is, just put all of your attention, your awareness right there. That's step number one of tapping. Step number two of tapping is when you're there, what's the intensity number that you would give this experience of this thing that's bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10? If 0 means it doesn't bother you and 10 means it really bothers you, what number would you give it? And try and find something that's higher than a 6. Because the higher the number, the closer we are to the root of what is holding it in place. And step number three of tapping is to go to the part that stands out the most. The part that you say, oh, I just don't like that part. That part's very uncomfortable. I don't want to be there. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to know it. That is where you need to go, because therein lies where we are getting the root of what is holding this in place. And tapping is a beautiful modality to get stuff rooted out. So we're really not here to just mow the lawn and make it look pretty. We want to get at the roots of these things and pull them out and then be free of them. And then step number four is to tap while you're there. So if you remember, step one is to find something that bothers you, notice how it bothers you. Step two, give it an intensity number on a scale of 0 to 10. Step number three, focus on the worst part of it, the part that stands out, the most uncomfortable part of it. And step number four is we're going to tap at the same time. So if everyone has something, it's higher than a 6.
Yes.
Wonderful. Then just take your two fingers and start tapping between your eyes. The first point is between the eyes. Repeat out loud after me and say, this thing that bothers me.
This thing that bothers me.
It really bothers me.
It really bothers me.
It stresses me out.
It stresses me out.
To think of it.
To think of it.
To see it.
To see it.
To hear it.
To hear it.
To feel it.
To feel it.
And tap on the side of the eye. This thing that bothers me.
This thing that bothers me.
How I know it bothers me.
How I know it bothers me.
Why it bothers me.
Why it bothers me.
When it happened.
When it happened.
Everyone that was involved.
Everyone that was involved.
How I experienced this.
How I experienced this.
And then tap under your eye. This thing that bothers me.
This thing that bothers me.
It really bothers me.
It really bothers me.
I know it so well.
I know it so well.
I've become an expert at it.
I've become an expert at it.
Everyone that's involved.
Everyone that's involved.
What they did.
What they did.
What they didn't do.
What they didn't do.
What they said.
What they said.
What they didn't say.
What they didn't say.
What I didn't do.
What I didn't do.
What I didn't say.
What I didn't say.
Every emotional aspect.
Every emotional aspect.
I'm willing right now to let it go.
I am willing to right now to let it go.
And then tap on your collarbones. It's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
I let it go.
I let it go.
From every cell of my body.
From every cell of my body.
Releasing the patterns of survival.
Releasing the pattern of survival.
Detaching from this specific focus.
Detaching from this specific focus.
Calming my mind and body down now.
Calming my mind and body now.
And then grab your wrist and squeeze it around a couple times and just take a nice, easy breath and then blow it out. And say the word clear.
Clear.
Then I invite you to go think of something in your mind that feels really good. Maybe it's a nice hot shower. Maybe it was your favorite vacation. Maybe it's planning your next vacation. Something that you really enjoy. Maybe it's just sitting outside with your, you know, your face and this, you know, the sun coming down on your face and just feels really nice. And just feel really good. And while you're there, try and make that a 10 on a scale of 0 to 10. And when you're there at about an 8 or a 9 or a 10, just start tapping between your eyes again. Repeat out loud after me and say, this is who I truly am.
This is who I truly am.
Naturally and easily.
Naturally and easily.
And tap on the side of the eye. This wonderful feeling.
This wonderful feeling.
Is inside of me.
Is inside of me.
I create it.
I create it.
Like I create all things.
Like I create all things.
And then tap under your eye. This wonderful feeling.
This wonderful feeling.
All mine.
All mine.
Can have it anytime I want.
I can have anytime I want.
Tap on your collarbone and it feels so good.
It feels so good.
And it's all mine.
And it's all mine.
And then grab your wrist and squeeze it around. Take a nice breath. Blow it out. Say the word peace.
Peace.
Then I invite you to go back to the thing that you said was bothering you before that you were bringing up. And notice now, what's the intensity number of that on a scale of 0 to 10? Is the number different? Did it go lower? Is it even there anymore? And so you compare, you know, what was your first number? Maybe your first number was a 10 and now it's a 7. Maybe it was an 8 and now it's a 4. So if there's still some left, then you still have some momentum. You still have some meaning. You still have some wiring in the body that needs to shift. And so you'd go back and do yet another round, except you'd focus on that information that comes up and said, oh, you know what? All the rest of it's okay, but just this one part now really, really gets me. So you really put your focus on exactly what that root is. And that's the process of tapping. Is just you start off at the 10,000 foot level until you're in the dirt and you're pulling out the weed.
There you go. So how can people get in touch with you?
Awesome. So I have a website called transformedconnections.com. I have a free Facebook group called the Empowered Tapping Revolution. Also my Facebook page and Instagram are also Transformed Connections. And I offer a free 30-minute tapping experience with me. Just send me an email at transformconnections@gmail.com, or you can go on my website and go in on my scheduler and pop on my calendar. I'm happy to share that with everybody to get them going and tapping. And also on my website, I've got some cheat sheets, both for parents and for kids, to get them going and using tapping to be able to help them relieve any kind of symptoms they've experienced, especially now with the pandemic.
You also have a Facebook page that people can join, right?
Yes, I have a Facebook group called the Empowered Tapping Revolution, and I'm on Facebook at Transformed Connections.
Okay, awesome. All the information is going to be in the show notes. Otherwise, go to transformededconnections.com, and you'll be able to get connected with Suzanne. Well, thank you, Suzanne. Mm-hmm. I so much appreciate you coming on the show and teaching us this.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Jacqueline.
And listeners, until next time, keep on growing and keep on learning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And until next time, have a wonderful week.